Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. This does not mean, of course, that we are to be consumed, but there is something very important being taught here, that as we are going out, we are going to confront evil, wolves. But the point is that we are not to become wolves ourselves, to combat the wolves. There has been a rather critically acclaimed series that just finished called Andor. I am a Star Wars fan from my distant youth, and I'm a purist. Only the first three mean anything to me. The rest are veritable Star Wars heresies. I've read reviews about Rogue One and also Andor, and it was very critically acclaimed, finally kind of returning to its roots, but better, because now it's gritty. It's more realistic, down to earth, this the nascent beginning of the rebellion against the Empire. And in fact, the first time that you witness this particular rebel, Cassian Andor, he is getting information from an Imperial informant, and his informant has been damaged or hurt in some way. His arm is hurt, and the Imperials start closing in on them. And what does Cassian do? He tells his friend everything will be okay, and then shoots him in the back because he's afraid he's going to fall into enemy hands. That was our introduction to the hero. It's not usually what I like to see. I realize that our heroes have faults, but this ends up becoming a recurring theme. One of the main beginners, or the, you might say, the person who really began the rebellion, his name is Luthen. He has another critically acclaimed soliloquy where he's talking to an informant, and he says to the informant, "What is my sacrifice? I am condemned to use the tools of my enemy to defeat them. I burn my decency for someone else's future." Well, the tools of the enemy use he does. Another character states, "My conclusion is simple. Weapons are tools. Those that use them are, by extension, functional assets that we must use to our best advantage. The Empire has no moral boundaries. Why should we not take hold of every chance we can?" Well, that brings us to a morality that's much closer to home and not just in a galaxy far, far away. And that is, the end justifies the means. I think this is much more common than we like to think. This is not something off-world, it's right here and it's in our hearts. You and I can very often be tempted to want to become a wolf when dealing with the wolves. When we see injustice, when we see someone not playing fair, there is a temptation to fight fire with fire. But the problem is it ends up being fighting hellfire with hellfire, and you get burned. We end up being corrupted when we stoop down to the means of the enemy. Yes, they might not be playing fair, but does that mean you and I, that we don't play fair? And this could be in just everyday situation. Somebody wrongs us at work, and they use underhanded tactics to undermine, or they're sneaky and not claiming responsibility for something. And again, there's nothing wrong with justice. You know, we can always report someone evil to the police. We can always report someone evil to our supervisors. But again, do we end up using underhanded tactics then? Do we set a trap for them? What are we going to do? Hopefully the answer is no. Somebody might make an accusation in front of others, like a relative We've just had a gathering of friends and family, and we all know that fireworks can occur not just during the 4th of July. And sometimes people make accusations at the wrong time, in the wrong place, and in front of everyone. Now, again, we have a right to defend ourselves, to defend the truth. But again, are we going to become a wolf as we defend ourselves? Which we have a right to do. Again, we can turn the other cheek, but we do have a right to defend ourselves. Are we going to start making claims and bringing up truthful accusations amongst other people that don't need to know? That's going to be the temptation. That is something we can often fall into. Somebody exaggerates or lies to embarrass us. Again, do we do the same thing back? There is a fight over inheritance money, something as a priest I've seen many people do, because of course money brings about greed, but also it brings up this idea of justice. This sibling of ours doesn't deserve. Yes, they might be terrible. They might be sneaky. They might have been terrible to mom and dad, but the will states that everything is divided equally, or a certain amount is divided equally. Do we become judge, jury, and executioner and say, no, I'm going to do the best that I can legally to make sure that they don't get anything, drawing it out, making accusations, etc.? Same thing when it comes to lashing out at anger if somebody angrily confronts us, bringing up past harms when they've been forgiven and dealt with, when somebody else might be bringing up past harms. Do we have to, again, counter with something similar? We can all go through examples from our own heart or from those that others have done to us. But the point is, we should not become like wolves. We can use the confrontation that we have with evil to grow in trust with God, to grow in His strength, not ours, to take the high road, as the old saying goes, not the low road. In fact, Jesus emphasizes this even more by saying, "Behold, I give you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you." But what often happens is we end up harming ourselves. If we confront evil with God's grace, we are not going to be spiritually harmed unless we give in to the temptation to strike out, to use the tools of the enemy to harm as we have been harmed. So let us ask our Lord and Savior, who sent out those disciples, let us ask Him to help us to realize, yes, we are going out very often, every day, or at least every week, into a difficult situation. But we must be the lambs of God. We must imitate our Lord and not commit evil as we fight evil, and not be harmed as we do what is good and just, defending those who need to be defended, especially defending the weak and those who can't defend themselves, but always countering evil with goodness and never allowing the ends, good as it may be, never allowing the ends to justify the means.